Title on screen. How to report in PERT, EDR. Part 2.1, Documenting Technical Competencies.
In this video, we will show you how Jason uses the technical competency rubric,
visual, appendix A,
and guiding questions to document his work experience and how he determines what proficiency levels he has reached. It has been 6 months since Jason's PER start date.
Visual, timeline ranging from month 0 as the PER start date to month 30, showing document and discuss icon on month 6.
According to his next experience report date, he is now ready to document his work experience in PERT. Jason has been tracking his job duties for the past 6 months and reviews the examples he has completed.
Text on screen. Pro tip, keep a journal of your technical and enabling examples as you go, something easy to refer back to when completing your experience reports.
He uses the information icon in PERT to help him determine which competency area is most applicable, and then which specific sub-competency his task belongs in. Then he uses the guiding questions in the information icon to help him determine which specific sub-competency his tasks belong in and what level of detail to document.
Text on screen. Pro tip, a full list of the guiding questions can be found at cpaontario.ca/guiding-questions.
Then Jason reflects on whether he has performed at proficiency level 1 or level 2 on a consistent basis over the past 6 months. To determine his proficiency level, Jason refers to the technical competency rubric, which he can find in the PERT resources called CPA PER Appendix A. He can use this to reflect on whether the duties he had completed met all the components of the rubric. Next, he considers the following factors for the duties he completed to determine which level he's at. Did he need a lot of guidance?
Text on screen, autonomy.
Were there multiple factors that made the task challenging?
Text on screen, complexity.
Did he prepare an analysis?
Text on screen, analysis performed.
Did he provide any conclusions or recommendations based on the analysis?
Text on screen, conclusions and recommendations.
How often has he performed this task?
Text on screen, frequency.
And how far along is he in his practical experience journey?
Text on screen, duration. Text on screen, pro tip. In the first 6 to 12 months, most students are performing at a level 1. Level 2s are what we would expect of a newly certified CPA and are achieved near the end of your practical experience journey.
Generally, duties with a combination of high autonomy, complexity and frequency, or circumstance, as it is referred to in PERT, are considered level 2. This is what we would expect of a newly certified CPA, and is often reached towards the end of your practical experience journey. Up next, illustrating the technical competency documentation process with an example.
Text on screen, website, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.